Environmentalists and clean water advocates are celebrating passage of a bill that can help prevent the wastewater from hydrofracking from getting into New York's waterways. There had been a loophole in clean water rules that prohibited any water used in oil or gas exploration from being categorized as hazardous. But Senator Rachel May, who wrote the bill, says the truckloads of liquid are anything but safe.
Very toxic things get injected into the ground, and then even more toxic materials can come out, especially very radioactive materials. So we're not producing those in New York, but it is still the case that fracking waste is coming into New York from other states.
Fracking as a method of oil and gas drilling was banned in New York. The wastewater, though, was coming from other states and being dumped into water treatment facilities and even used on some roadways instead of road salt. May says then any rainfall or snowmelt would wash the toxins into streams, rivers, and lakes. She calls the bill a big victory for numerous clean water and environmental groups that pushed for it for years. It also adds another step in the climate crisis movement.
Every time we recognize the knockoff costs of oil and gas production, we also get a little closer to recognizing that we need to shift out of that kind of fuel and into cleaner fuel.
The bill doesn't ban the fracking wastewater from coming to New York, but will make it easier to regulate, which might discourage drilling companies. May expects it will still be trucked through the state to others that will accept it more readily. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.